It's election night, and America continued as this country is entering 48 hours of history and uncertainty.
Trump allies in Congress are right now preparing for a futile, seditious challenge of the electoral vote count as the final balance of power here in Washington, D.C. is on the line.
After a contentious fight for the White House, the fate of the U.S. Senate is now up to voters in one state.
People of Georgia.
Magnificent Georgia.
Will Republicans keep control of the Senate?
Let's go get it done, Georgia.
Or will Democrats win it back?
It is within your hands.
Tonight, the results of two high-profile Senate runoffs. Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, aiming to build on President-elect Biden's historic victory.
Welcome to the new Georgia. Welcome to the blue Georgia.
Georgia voters sent Donald Trump packing.
Republican incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler seeking to hold onto their seats after President Trump lost Georgia and re-election.
We are going to show America this is a red state.
We're the last line of defense.
Will the outgoing president help or hurt his party by denying his own defeat?
We will never give in. We will never give up.
Georgia certainly wasn't going to stand by and let Donald Trump toss out your votes.
This is CNN's coverage of Election Night in America, continued. The balance of power, the Biden agenda, and the big stakes for the GOP.
Everything that we've achieved together is on the line.
This is it, a new day for Georgia and for America.
The people are choosing, the nation is watching, and anything is possible until the last vote.
These are live pictures coming in from Georgia's capital city, Atlanta, the state holding enormous influence over the U.S. Capitol, which is now set up for Inauguration Day. Will incoming President Biden have a Democratic Senate on his side? We want to welcome our viewers here in the United States and around the world. I'm Wolf Blitzer, back right here in the CNN Election Center. And we're standing by for the first results in Georgia's unprecedented double Senate runoff.